Hello and welcome to this month's Energy Council podcast. Today I'm speaking with Maria Kuosa, CEO of Eremon, a Finnish company that is making waves in the emissions management space, giving their clients the ultimate bird's eye view of their emissions. During the podcast, we talk about why emissions management is getting more and more airtime, the steps you should be taking when it comes to putting together your net zero roadmap, and how the oil and gas industry compares to other high emitting industries when it comes to emissions management. Hi, Maria. Lovely to have you with us this morning. Thanks so much for joining us. I wonder whether you can start by telling me a little bit more about Eremon. When was the business launched and what actually does the business do?
Thank you, Amy. Eremon is the leading environmental services company with a proven track record in providing innovative solutions for airborne emission monitoring. The business was launched in 2015. We've been working on leak detection services globally, performing drone-based measurements with high accuracy and granularity to be reconciled with other measurement technologies. We have the technology and knowledge in measuring a wide variety of airborne pollutants. Our reports help our clients in progressing with sustainability goals and improving emission reporting according to, for example, for methane, OGMP 2.0 level 5, and for volatile organic compounds, for instance, according to EN 17628 requirements.
And what is your background? How did you come to be the CEO of Eremon and doing the role that you're doing today?
I have studied biotechnology, environmental and pulp and paper engineering. At the university, I enjoyed chemical engineering courses, and I always wanted to work in the business-to-business and industrial environments. And I was intrigued by industrial processes, automation, and concrete solutions to enhance sustainability. I got to know Eremon through my previous colleagues, and I was privileged to jump on board 5 years ago to shape the business to what it is today.
And it sounds like it was good timing. Emissions management and monitoring is certainly getting more and more airtime, certainly in the oil and gas space. Why is this and what differentiates Eremon from perhaps other businesses in the space?
Maybe I'll split the question in two. I'll answer the first part first. So the emission management and the need to understand and measure emissions and not just calculate the theoretical emissions are becoming crucial for the industry when legislation tightens and the authorities are requesting for more accurate data sets, more frequent surveys and covering entire industrial areas with measurements instead of just the partial coverage of the area. And of course, the fact that technological advancements have made emission monitoring more accessible and more accurate. There are technologies like remote sensing, satellite data, and advanced sensors like ours that enable companies to measure more efficiently. And the fact that you can only manage what you measure, and there's a clear need for actionable data. So that's why emission monitoring is getting more airtime. And how do we differentiate? Well, our emission monitoring device is really lightweighted, so it can be mounted on a drone, and hence it can easily cover large industrial sites efficiently and safely. Secondly, the solution is a modular. The device is a modular device, so you can measure up to 14 different parameters simultaneously. So we can map, for example, methane and quantify methane emissions, but we can also include other sensors such as volatile organic compounds, carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide, for instance, to give flare efficiency or venting efficiency values simultaneously. And while gathering the emission parameters on site, the leakages are pinpointed to the source and our reporting platform is on real time, meaning that when we find the leakages, we can take the device down from the drone and approach the sources, for instance, manually to get higher accurate readings.
I know you mentioned that you work in a number of different industries and use the technology in different industrial areas. What's been your impression so far of working with the oil and gas industry in comparison to some of the other industries that you work in?
We've been working on the on maritime emission monitoring. We've been monitoring landfills, mines, pulp and paper plants, water treatment and chemical production sites alongside with the oil and gas industry. And of course, in the oil and gas, the regulation regarding the minimum safety requirements and the equipment used in explosive atmosphere, so meaning EX and ATEX regulations, are significantly more stringent than in other industrial areas. And this requires careful pre-planning and reviewing of the risk assessments with clients beforehand. What I've noticed also is that within the oil and gas, there are multiple industry-driven frameworks, such as the Oil and Gas Methane Partnership, or OGMP 2.0, and MIQ, rather than alongside the governmental legislation. And also, the industry has significant more budget and resources to conduct industry-wide technology evaluations, research, and objective comparison studies. And they are sharing the results within their network as well.
Whilst we're talking about the oil and gas industry, I think for many oil and gas companies, regardless of size, they might be at the start of their net zero journey. Is there any advice that you would give them on some of the areas that they might prioritize?
My first advice would be that they would need to set clear targets that are aligned with companies' sustainability goals and communicate those across the entire organization. And of course, demonstrate concrete actions in achieving the set net zero emission targets. But also the fact that all companies should know and have the visibility to their baseline emission levels and identify emission hotspots, improve existing processes, and identify further emission reduction opportunities. Without the high quality emission data or the understanding of the baseline, don't really know where you are in terms of achieving the goals. You don't really have a reference point. So that would be my advice on prioritized areas.
I'm not sure if you'll be allowed to share, but would you be able to give us perhaps an example or two of success stories that you've had with companies that you've been working with?
The success stories include work with companies like Royal Vopak, where emission hotspots were identified in their storage tank areas. And according to their environmental advisor, we were able to cover large areas really effectively. And the gathered data served their maintenance team to prioritize their maintenance work. We have also successfully worked together with our partners for years in helping our clients achieving the OGMP 2.0 goals and reconciliated bottom-up and top-down measurement results. For example, in corporate stations, production facilities, inshore, but also in numerous offshore assets. Of course, we've also wanted to challenge ourselves and want to contribute to the industry in participating in company-level technology evaluations, as well as these objective research studies made by my organizations like GERG, the European Gas Research Group.
One question I wanted to ask you, which as us having an interview between two female CEOs is quite rare, and I think often the oil and gas industry still particularly struggles to attract and retain great female talent. So I wondered what your advice might be to young professionals entering the space today.
My personal advice would be that I personally believe that the transition towards clean energy requires not only technological advancement, but also a shift in mindset and the creation of new roles within the energy industry. And women could bring significant opportunities to contribute to these emerging roles by bringing perspective and skills and experiences that can enrich the industry's approach to sustainability and clean energy, for instance. And of course, promote diversity is not only beneficial for women, but also for the industry's growth and success as a whole. And the most confident women within the industry I've met have educated themselves really well in terms of upcoming regulation, reducing emissions and adopting cleaner technologies. And they're constantly asked as speakers and are considered also being as forerunners in terms of driving that change within the industry.
Well, just to end then, and it's been fascinating hearing more about your journey and also Aramon's journey. I know you'll be speaking at this year's World Energy Capital Assembly in London. This is your first time. So I'm interested to know more about why you're taking part this year and what you would like to get across to the audience.
Aramon is taking part of the World Energy Capital Assembly to discuss with the industry leaders about the change in the operational environment. We want to hear about the goals and the target settings for the upcoming years regarding companies' net zero goals, methane mitigation plans, and strategies in achieving the set targets. And yes, at Aramon, we have our own technology and we're providing services to the oil and gas industry. But what counts is that companies are doing meaningful actions and setting clear goals and timelines that are specific, measurable, and time-bound. And of course, if they need our advice or expertise in emission monitoring or having accurate and reliable emission data or setting up systematic monitoring campaigns, or if they want advice on tools to easily understandable emission data for decision-making and external stakeholder communication for authorities, investors, or even employee engagement, of course, we're there to help them.
Well, we're very much looking forward to welcoming you to the World Energy Capital Assembly in November. Thank you very much for your time this morning and look forward to seeing you soon. Thank you so much to Maria and the whole Aramon team for their support in the run-up to the World Energy Capital Assembly, where, as Maria mentioned, she will be speaking. If you would like to find out more about the World Energy Capital Assembly, head to the Energy Council page and we look forward to seeing you there.